Snow and some blowing snow will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through the night tonight and tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We already have a little bit of light snow and snow flurry activity still lingering across parts of the region this morning, but it is not going to be significant. As we go forward through the day today, relatively tranquil conditions are expected to dominate the region as a high pressure center continues to prevail across the region. It will be abating from the region this afternoon and evening, though, and as it does, an immediate return of moisture to the region will stimulate snow that will begin in northwestern parts of North Dakota this afternoon, and overnight tonight it will spread across the entire region. We do expect the southwestern portions of the listening area to see the least amount of snowfall, but everybody will get at least a little bit, and we do expect accumulations to run from 2 to around 6 inches across the majority of the region. Now, most of the greatest snow is expected to be in a narrow band that will extend from northwest into north central portions of North Dakota and maybe extending a little farther to the southeast into the southeast corner of North Dakota. But I really think that the majority of the greater accumulations will be in the northwestern, we'll say one half of that state. We'll look for some local totals in the 6 to 10 inch range, but most of that'll be outside our listening area. For northern Minnesota, probably won't see much more than an inch or two of snow, and the same will be true for central South Dakota, and I don't expect to see much precipitation at all in the southeast part of South Dakota. This disturbance will be followed by another weak high pressure system that will bring on cold temperatures again for Friday morning, and then one more round of snow is expected to follow that high pressure system Friday night into Saturday morning, but we'll only get a dusting to of snow out of that event, and only about a third of the region will even see precipitation when that time comes. We do expect the temperatures to be chilly at times in this forecast. The afternoon highs today are going to be stuck in the single digits and teens across northern North Dakota and portions of northern Minnesota. Everybody else is going to see teens and 20s, and tomorrow we'll expect the temperatures to stay somewhat in a similar range. More areas will be in the teens and 20s. And we will see some 30s from central South Dakota into southwestern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota, so that won't be too bad. But there'll be another shot of cold air as we get to Friday. That's when that second high pressure system comes, and the high temperatures will be in the single digits and teens once again. Our nighttime lows coming up over the next few days will bounce around in the negative teens and negative single digits for northern parts of the region, and positive single digits and some teens in the south. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.